I'm Bob Stout, and I archery hunt in South Central Wisconsin. I hunt for sustenance and to fill the freezer, basically. And if I get a nice set of antlers out of that, then I'm happy about that. But I'm more pleased to lift the lid on that freezer and see that chock full of vacuum-packed meat. Well, archery hunting is very specialized. It's unhurried. You're out there by yourself. You get to see the animals in the act of being themselves. When you're up in a tree, instead of a two-dimensional arrangement where you're standing on the ground, you've got this third dimension. So you have to think spherically. It's not uncommon to watch an animal for 45 minutes or longer before you get a shot angle that you're satisfied with, that you know that you can get a good entry and exit wound. Exit wound is very important because that's going to leave your trail. You basically want to make a nice hole in the bottom of the deer. If the exit wound is high on the animal, you're not going to have any trail, any blood trail to follow. I'll look at the deer and I'll look at where I would like for the arrow to come out and then trace it backwards. And that's where I want to place my shot. Many times an arrow will go all the way through an animal and out to the other side, and the animal doesn't even realize it's been hit. They don't even blink. They don't flinch. Sometimes the animal will jump just slightly, just twitch. You don't know if the sound of the bow going off frightened the animal or if he actually got hit with the arrow. I go out and do I feel like taking an animal today? I like to make that decision right off the bat. That way I'm off the hook, because some days I just don't want to do it. I want to be out there hunting, but I don't want to take anything. Once I make that decision, then I can just really kick back and relax, and I don't have to be uptight about something showing up and not being prepared for it. I had a Jim Dandy 8-point buck and a yearling doe come in together one morning, and they bedded down right in front of my stand. I could have thrown a piece of paper or anything and hit them. They were just right there, right over the edge of my stand, and I could see them blink, they could see me blink. The buck was plenty big. In fact, I would have liked to have taken the yearling doe, but I had already made the decision that I just wasn't going to shoot. It's the mating season, they're together, and if either one of them would have been alone, I probably would have taken them. But I just wasn't going to break that up. I just let them go. They bedded down, and I got to witness what they do and how they sleep and how they watch and what noises disturb them, what noises don't. And the buck was kind of watching out for the doe. He was just taking care of her, and it was just a really interesting experience.
Bow hunter Bob Stout.